got some good spots, got some open looks early. Guys found me, and you know, I mean, if I miss a couple, I still have confidence. But you know, early, if a couple go in, you know, you really start feeling it. And they kept finding me, and you know, they just kept falling. So you know, they did a good job in the first half, and you know, obviously made some shots.
Now that it's over, what was that like? The pregame,
yeah.
The game, the after the game, the whole thing.
It was awesome. I mean, it's funny. Like I was before the game, I was thinking like, oh gosh, like whenever I go out there for the first recognition, I need to make sure I'm calm and stuff. But once I stepped out there, really the nerves went away, and I was ready to just go play some ball. And we did a good job of that this year, or this game.
Same question.
Second question?
Yeah, his question.
Oh yeah, man, it was definitely an emotional day. You know, a lot of stuff going on, but you know, like you said, once we got on the floor, man, it's just basketball at this point. So, you know, it was fun to get out there and play with these guys one last time at the career. But yeah, like you said, man, it was once you get out on the floor, man, it's just hooping.
I guess Joe, did it mean anything to beat Syracuse?
Yeah, of course. I mean. Not anything personal against those guys, but obviously, you know, you want to beat your friends just like they want to beat me. You know, it's kind of bragging rights. But in the end, those guys were my teammates for a year. The coaches were my coaches for 4 years. And, you know, I love everybody in that program. So it'll be all fun and games after the game, obviously. But it's definitely glad to be 2-0.
Ian, for you, you know, these guys going out in the last game, how big was it for you guys to make sure that they get this win tonight?
I mean, I was thinking, like, if I was in their shoes, you know, if it was my senior night, you know, I'd want, like, the under, you know, guys that aren't, you know, not their senior night, just to play hard and just get everything they got and, you know, we want to send them off with a bang.
You know.
Ian, you really did play hard. I mean, you shot perfect from the field, 5-for-5, 5-for-5 from the line as well, 16 rebounds. I mean, you kind of stole some of the thunder from the seniors tonight. So how was it like playing not only tonight but a big win going on Wake Forest the next one as well?
Yeah, it's just great momentum. You know, PJ kind of laughed, like one rebound on the free throw, went to his side, I went and took it from him, and I was like, sorry, man, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just good momentum for us, and, you know, going to this last game, trying to get that 4 seed in the tournament, so it's good momentum.
Mm-hmm. For PJ, you guys coming off the Notre Dame loss, Coach Brunell was saying how the practice weren't good enough leading into the practice. How were the practice leading up to this game?
Focused, and that was, you know, driven by the older guys, making sure that people knew what was at stake. I mean, like, we go up there, and a couple teams lost that night, so let's say we had won that. I mean, it would have set us up incredibly well for the ACC tournament. Now we got to go have a great win in Wake. But tell you what, I mean, like, these guys were focused, and we also were down a couple numbers going into Notre Dame, so it was kind of tough to have everybody practice. Jack Clark was sick and stuff, so it was tough to, you know, go really hard. But leading into Syracuse, we had just about everybody back, and we got after it.
How was to have Clark back out
there? Awesome. He's such an incredible, like, he can play any position on defense. And so having that and a big body to rebound, I mean, it's a huge – I mean, you just heard Brownell out there say that he, since starting lineup, we're 10-1. And so that's I mean, he's a huge boost for us. I don't know. I mean, it's been a great year. We'll have to see how the summer goes, but I also don't want to overstay my welcome. Yeah, but I tell you what, it's been incredible here. Yeah.
How did you feel about Coach Brownell kind of ribbing you / praising you, bringing up like the blanket?
I don't bring a blanket. I don't bring a blanket. Yeah. I don't bring a blanket. I do it. I do.
I'm the roommate.
I do bring a pillow because you sleep better if you're consistent with the pillow you have. I got one of those My Pillows, and it's really supportive and it's cool. Like, it stays cool. I love it. And so, by the way, like, if My Pillow wants to do it at NIL deal, that'd be great because I love it. But yeah, so I keep that on the road, and now the car thing was bad. That was bad. Now I have a new car. Forerunner from Rafa's Toyota, shout out to them. And my old Impala was on its last wheel, and so that was what I kept locked.
That's why I locked.
Yeah, I locked myself in or out of it while it was running like 3 times. One time I left it running for like 6 hours because I couldn't get in there. We had practice. Yeah, but oh well. Yeah.
Hey Chase, what did it mean for you with your little girl out there on the court before the game? And
When you look back now, years from now, how special is that going to be for you?
It's going to be really special. You know, I was thinking about that, you know, before the game, you know, walking out there. And the crazy thing about it is she was asleep the whole time. I thought she was going to be crying before the game. But it's definitely special. You know, that's something that I'm going to look back, you know, 20 years from now, have these pictures and mm-hmm. memories, and she's going to be older and be like, dang, I was at the team. it's a surreal moment for sure. Mm-hmm.
Chase, on that same vein, your game has stepped up since her birth. Would mm-hmm. you say that's a bit of dad power?
Hey, I'll give it to her. When she got here, I did start playing better, so I'll give that to her for mm-hmm. sure.
This can be for any of you guys. You guys moved the ball really well, maybe the best all season tonight. Was that a focus in practice leading up to this?
The biggest focus is not turning the ball over. I mean, the big men at their place, we had half them as many turnovers as we did. We probably won by 15. So take care of the ball, and then, well, in first play, I threw it in the stands. But, like, other than that, after that, it was pretty solid. But, yeah, I mean, the biggest thing was take care of the ball and, you know, strong with it, move it, get them to move around, and, yeah, for sure.
Kind of put this into perspective now as your Clemson career perhaps comes to an end. You've got a group of guys that's probably as good as you've been around since you've been here. Just what you've got going forward now, what you've put yourself in position to now do.
Yeah, I mean, tell you what, this group is incredible. We can hurt you in so many different ways, inside, outside, shooting, defense, zone, man. I mean, we're extremely versatile and really deep, and so it's a fun group to play with. And, I mean, Ian Scheffler, I really didn't even realize that he had 16 and 16. It's like every guy's just flying under the radar. Jack Clark had with like 2 points every night and 9 huge defensive rebounds. Like, everybody contributes and everybody plays well, and it's a fun group to play with and a fun group to be around. I mean, we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah. Joe, now that you've had a full season with these guys, what are some of the words you would use to describe your fellow senior group?
Just complete. I think that's the best thing. Is like, you know, these guys are complete people, obviously complete players, and they're a complete team. But like kind of Coach Brownell said after that game, you know, I asked him, I kind of wanted to fit in. You know, I wanted to go somewhere I'd fit in. And, you know, he and Donlin had bragged about the locker room and how great these guys were. And, you know, you kind of hear that everywhere. Obviously, the coach wants to get you there to program. But even on my visit, I just saw how well they, you know, bonded together throughout my visit, and you know how welcoming they were. So I feel like I've been here for 4 or 5 years, and you know these guys have taken me in, and all the credit goes to them, really.
DJ, your mom before the game, she was talking about how she had the cutouts of family members, even
my daughter. It's been awesome, especially early on in my career, whenever I wasn't playing as much. You know, like you come in, like Coach Brownell said, you're a pretty highly touted recruit, and you want to come in and you don't necessarily expect to play, but you want to impact the game, you want to help the team, and it's tough. And then ended up getting COVID, and it's frustrating. So having more support from my family that close to home, being able to go back and have mom's cooking and all that stuff, it was huge. And obviously they're here at every home game. And so it's very special to have people right there in your corner. And, I mean, I tell you what, I hope that a lot of people can follow my footsteps to staying home, because there's nothing really like it. And being able to impact the program for the long term. And Joe did it at Syracuse. It's special.
Joe, I got time for one or two more.
Joe, I heard Coach Boeheim during a broadcast say that he felt like you made the right decision to come to Clemson. Mm-hmm. How much does that mean to you, and how much counsel did he give you in making that decision?
No, it was huge, and, you know, I think an article just came out of you. My dad and I talked to him a bunch of times about it, and, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, and, you know, obviously being in this league for as long as he was and knowing Coach Brownell for the 14 years Coach Brownell's been here, to have Coach Boeheim okay, you know, it made me feel even more comfortable choosing here, because, like I said, he might not seem it, but about 99.9% of the things Coach Boeheim says is usually true or right. And you know, I'm gonna listen to that guy to the day I die. So everything he said came true, and to have his blessing, and you know, have a lot of it come true with, you know, the way the season's gone this year, it's surreal.
Chase, PJ, with your time here at Clemson, what's one message you have for the fans as you move on?
Shoot, man, I'll say for this season, you know, we got some big things coming. You know, we got a great team, and I want our fans to stay with us. Mm-hmm. And you know, we about to make a big run. This is a great team to do it.
Thank you for the support through this season and a few others of the ups and downs and stuff. It's been special to have a lot of support this year, And like you said, we have some big plans coming up in March, and we're excited, and they should be also really excited. So it's going to be fun.
Coach,